repeater. You're hitting the repeater, but no modulation. WRCT 544, Sheboygan County, Michigan. WRZT 544, mind turning your frequency.
Whoever was just calling, I could hear your voice. I could not make out what you were saying. The noise was coming in with you really loud.
Copy that, buddy. Testing my new radio here. This is WSSL 7788.
It's kind of weird. You got like a loud scratching or high frequency scratching noise in the background, just a steady buzz kind of type of thing.
Yeah, I gotta check it out and see what's going on.
This is WRYR 503. My name is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. Compared to the last couple times you did it, it's a little quieter, but it's still definitely prevalent.
Yeah, I changed the setting on, instead of having it on wide range, I got on narrow. But I think I got to get a bigger antenna as well.
WRZP 544, we are mobile this morning.
Well, good morning, Bob. This is WYRR 503. Roger, roger. How's Bob doing this morning?
It's debatable. I'm on my way to go pull some trail cams.
Roger. Sorry for the choppy introduction. My German Shepherd at 120 pounds decided to jump in my lap.
Really understandable. I got a few of them, as you well know myself.
Yeah, this one's a big baby.
On the agenda today.
Not much into little dogs. I have had everything from a Kimbertal Doberman, which stood about 6'5" on his hind legs, and I'm not even close to that height.
A good neighbor of mine down the road's got them big old dogs himself there. You stand up and they can look you in the eye. Them great things.
Wait, basically what a Kimbertal Doberman is. It's a Great Dane-sized Doberman.
I think there was a double.
Right.
Garbanzo.
Gracias.
Anyone out here speak English?
Whiskey Sam,
speak Japanese.
Zero English, standing by.
Standing by, very, very light audio. Very light.
WRPS 211, go for English.
Can I speak Bidenomics?
Anywho, if there's any remote possibility of getting an actual conversation in this morning instead of noises, good morning. I've been here for a couple of minutes traveling to breakfast with the boys.
Sam, you're in and out.
Yeah, I can hear you, but like I said, the audio is pretty light. I don't know if you're in narrowband mode or something, but the audio is just pretty light.
Let me get on the mic a little more. How's that?
That's better.
Yeah, okay, I don't have much of a voice here. That should be a little better.
Yeah, that's perfectly adequate there. Good morning. Name here is Sean. Just on my way to the morning breakfast with the radio operators from several disciplines.
Yeah, okay. 850. This is WSBN 300. Yeah, I hear you on the air quite a bit. Good work. Good work.
Yep. Try to keep the toys in the air and playing. So, anywho, man, I woke up with, I think it's a sty. My lower eyelid is like puffed up and it's sore. What the hell? I got that to deal with, but it's football Saturday. And I got nothing else really seriously planned today, so get to watch some football. I watch college football. That's about it.
All right, yeah, I don't. But I'm in a related business as you are, so I know all about getting call-outs and keeping the toys running, if you know what I mean.
Who you with? Without specifics, what area are you in?
Bay City.
Okay. Do you work with Paul?
Yes, I do. More and more as the days go on, we got a lot of work up here to do, and I've also got a other career that I'm semi-retired from, but I've been in communications for over 50 years, believe it or not. I'm an old bird.
All right, yeah, real good. Yeah, Paul and I met on a project down here, and good guy. I like Paul. I wish I wasn't so far away from you guys up there. I'd probably be spending a lot of time just placing a beer or something. But, yeah, good deal. Anywho, I don't think I've got 50. Let's see here. I started in this biz about 78. So, coming up on it, but not quite.
Yeah, I got you beat by maybe a year or two easy. I got my first phone in 77. AM license in 79. So, yeah, we're pretty close, aren't we?
I did the whole commercial thing from about 78 to about 89. I didn't get my, I didn't even know that ham radio existed until about 10 years after my commercial radio. And I was like, oh, you can actually play with this stuff too? Well, that's cool.
Yeah, we'll have to get together someday on the phone and on the Twisted Pair cellular, that is. And I got some more stories, but you probably do too.
Oh yeah, no question. All right, I just pulled up here at the breakfast. It looks like there's already a small crowd here, so I'm going to get inside and start the day. It was a pleasure. We'll catch you later. Audio sound good now, and look for you when we get back out here later. WRUU 850 after yours.
All righty, get something to eat at USPN 300. Talk to you later. Name is Joe.
WRTP 347, monitor.
Station 983 WIUG 488. How you doing today?
Hey, my friend. I'm doing great. How are you doing this sunny day?
Sunshine, always good. And good to hear you out that way. Over.
Exactly. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. How have you been?
Been okay. Just a little bit working too hard with the leaves and the backyard.
Oh, I hear you. I was doing a foot in leaves to get off the front of the house and the garage.
A little bit there, and boy, it sure captured, and it reminded me of just wanted to jump into them from the bottom of the cement. So, I didn't do that, but I love the leaves falling. Over. That would be nice for somebody to come pick them up. Yeah, I gotta do it every day. A little bit at a time, they're falling. And they're not falling a little bit, but they're falling a lot every day.
You're absolutely right. Somebody else picks them up. You need one of those machines to drag around and suck them all up. My husband, he likes to blow them almost to the edge until they get too big. Then, you know, he picks them all up. But he blows them to the edge and, you know, hopes they blow down the road. And a lot of them do. But, yeah. And then the next thing is, you know, I'm not looking forward. Over.
I know what you're saying. It really is nice day and it's 55 degrees here. I don't know how far it's going to go, but right now it's 55. Over.
Yep, right now we've got 48 degrees and 65 degrees. Get a little bit warmer, I hope. I'm hoping. Because I don't like the cold. It makes my body ache. And that's Michigan. Over.
Yeah, you're right. That's Michigan. Anyhow, well, Michelle, good to hear you out there. And you take care. I'm driving a little bit, and there's a little bit of traffic here where I am. So I'm going to let you go for a little bit. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488.
Well, it was a pleasure, Jack. You drive safe, and I will hopefully talk to you later. I have a few things I got to do today, but I'll turn the radio on. And hopefully I'll catch you or call out to you. And you have a blessed day.
366. This is WRAQ 651. I hear you.
WRVV 644 listening. WRWV 644 listening.
WSCI 392 mobile.
Good afternoon, 92 mobile.
WRAS 504.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSPN 300.
WSEL 664 monitor. Forward monitoring.
Hello.
WSEL 664 monitoring, Bruce Steele.
WRQP 347 mobile.
SEC 760 checking in on the Macomb Tower.
760, this is WRQP 347. Bouncing to you through the Detroit repeater. You sound very good.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I have the Zoom D-Tech 50 amp or 50 watt repeater. And I'm out here in the I'm kind of the far.
Okay, your second set of transmissions you started to break up in the middle of, but that could be something, but yeah, you're good. WRGP 347 clear.
WRWR 357.
WSW-213, distribution WSVI-78.
WSVV-843, monitoring.
WSVX, your transmission.
Come back one more time.
Transmission. Were you able to copy over?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm on the move over to Cape Bag, Michigan.
Yeah, I'm down in Livonia.
Roger, sound good to hear.
Yeah, you're sounding pretty clear yourself. Was I crackly and unreadable at first?
Yeah, very readable. Solid signal. Over.
Yeah, you're sounding real clear. Are you on a mobile or you're on a handheld?
I'm 40G. Just on a, I think it's the MTA-86, over.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to say that one more time. I think I hit a bad spot, you started crackling.
It's the DD-40 radiology, 40 watt with the Midland antenna.
Okay, that tracks. That makes more sense. Yeah, I'm running a Motorola 40 watt XPR Moto Turbo with a little 3.5-inch Motorola antenna. I need to take that antenna off and get a better antenna because this one doesn't get the range that I'd like.
Is that one that's considered a ghost antenna where it's so short you can't really see it? Over.
Nope. It's like the little 2.5-3-inch metal rod that Motorola made for their public safety radios.
Well, it sounds like it's doing a pretty good job. I'm picking it up loud and clear. Of course, you're using the repeater out of Mount Clemens, I'm assuming.
At this point, I don't know which repeater I'm hitting. I think I'm touching the Detroit repeater.
Roger. Okay, yeah. I'm listening on the Mount Clemens one. Over.
Oh, I got you. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Just catch your name. My name's Kevin. Over.
My name is Mike, WSEV-843.
Roger that. Thanks. We'll talk to you a little bit later. WSEX-870, out.
Have a good night. We will talk at you later.
WSDN 787, repeat a check. Thank you.
Yeah, you're sounding real loud, real clear, sir.
Thank you for the copy.
Station out of KPAC. This is WIUG 48. Copy.
This is WFDX 870.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Doing very good. How about you, sir?
Very good. Can't complain. I'm just cruising back home towards Dryden. Over.
Roger that. I know you're saying you had a DB40G. I'm on the DB20G. Over.
Yeah, it's the DB40, which I think is the 40 watt. I think the DB20 is that the 20 watt? Over.
The 20 watt. And I don't know if that's 20, it's not 20 watt exactly, but it's about 18. That is a little bit small radio from the other one. Anyhow, well, you're sounding good, but then Danny got out there, he said Midland. K-PAC. When you were K-PAC, the antenna made a couple of crackling, but now you're not. I don't know why. Maybe because you're close to Mount Clement's repeater. Over.
Yeah, well, I'm heading down the interstate. I'm running about 65 miles an hour, and it's hard to say what I'm going to run into. Some interference. Over.
It could be on 40 wide, correct?
Yes, sir. 40 wide. Over.
Can you back it up like 20 watt or medium if you have that one?
There, put the head power. How's that sound? Over.
I'm good. The audio a little bit was a little bit came down a little bit, but it sounded really good on that 20 watt. Over.
Over.
Now it made a little bit change. I don't know what it is, but it did made a lot of, you know, a little bit, you know, the audio was not all there like you had before. Over.
How's it sound, Jack? This is out down on low power right now. Over.
It's a lot better. And if you want, if you have in mind a different antenna, I can tell you the antenna I have on that 20 watt radio. Over.
That, we're low power,
power is a little bit off, but put it on medium. You should be doing good on medium. Over.
All right, I'm back up to bed power now. Is it sounding pretty good now? Over.
You're sounding good now. Anyhow, you're probably close to Mount Clemens. You're probably coming on 53, correct?
Actually, I'm heading west on 69 towards Inlet City. Over.
Yeah. Well, keep it that way on medium. I think you'll do a lot better. But if you want a different antenna, I have what I'm running on that 20 watt, but not in the base, in the truck. And I can give you that information if you like. And whatever you like, it doesn't have to be now. Over.
Yeah,
no problem. Anytime you like, I'll give you the antenna and I give you the whip too. I have some of them. And the rest, you know, I understand, I know you do have that Midland antenna. Okay, so the thing I know about Midland antenna is I wasn't out there last year, but I would talk to the people there in the Midland, and what they tell me is the antenna usually match it with their radio. And I don't know if there's any difference between this radio or, you know, and the China radio, you know. Over.
SWR, I was right at, I think it was 1.02 to 1.08, so it's looking pretty good. Over.
Well, 1.8, that's a lot. 1.2 is not bad. 1.9 is the best, you know, the way I know. Over.
Yeah, no, I was referring to 1.08, so it was right at 1, just a half, and I tuned that so that we're fine, 462 to 467, over.
Anyhow, you're sounding good. You drive safe out there. Take care, and you have a good day. WIUG, 88. At Rochester Hills.
WFDX 870, standing by.
Hello, this is WFDX. That's L 778, Colin Pounding over here in Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, there's a station calling. Go ahead. This is WIUG 88. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is WSFL 778, Colin Pounding over here.
You're sounding good, and I'm over here at Rochester Hills. Your audio a little bit, just a little bit more higher than you sound perfect. Over.
All right, thanks, bud. I appreciate it. I think I probably have to put it on medium for the waltz or something, for the both waltz power.
What kind of radio? I might know that. Over.
It's a bolting radio. It's the Pro. The new edition.
You're thinking about squash. You can put it on two or one of them. And try that one. It might work better. Or your audio, I don't know if they have audio there on that radio or not. I'm not sure. I have a lot of buffing, but they don't have, audio adjusting. Or, you know, what's the best thing to do for you? I don't know if you're interested on that one. Hand mic. The hand mic works a lot better on these radios. And I have about 3 or 4 of them.
Oh, okay, see, I'll copy that. I got a mic also, it's a wireless one, too. I'll probably try that also.
Yeah, you know, I'm not familiar with the, wireless. And, you know, I don't know how Japanese make those wireless, mic. But I like the one you put on the radio, and I know it's going to work perfect. So that's what I have, about 4 or 5. I have UV5R, and I have one GMRS, and that's what I have. But they all have handheld mic because they sound a lot better. Over.
Yeah, thanks, bud. I appreciate it. Yeah, I just got this. I probably also use the mic that, like you said, with the wired as well. I think I'll use that. I'll probably get one from Amazon.
Amazon got them. They're not that expensive, you know what I'm saying? But they are good. And that's what I usually talk. If I talk from outside, I'll have the mic on, because I don't know what it is, and I think, they never said there's a little bit more power on those hand mic, and I don't know if there is or not. I cannot say, because there is specification. They do not say that. Over.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. They're trying to see, test each one of them and see. But I'm new to this, so I'm trying to get used to more of all the stuff I'm trying to get in.
Well, I'll be glad to help you out. Whatever you want to get in, I'm on the base station right now with a DB20G. That'll be a reality DB20G. I got it last year out of Amazon for $95. It is a 20-watt radio, but it's not going to get 20 watt. It's going to get maybe 18 or 17. Over.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. The radio is like $95. Probably see that. That's kind of nice. They have 18. Mine only goes up to 8 watts. The max.
There is right now, I don't know if you know that, but the Bofing radio, they have about 10-watt radio that there is out there, 10-watt radio, and I have one of them. And it's for GMRS UV5R Plus. The Plus, it says that's for GMRS. And that is, I think that is 10-watt radio, if I'm not being mistaken. Okay, anyhow. So if you like, anytime, give us a shout. I would be glad to help you out on any radio. I'm on the base station right now with that radio, and I also have one in a pickup truck. Over.
All right, buddy. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day. Good talking to you. You take care. WIUG, blade 8.
All right, thank you. You too. You do the same, and I hope you have a good day. WSFL 778. I'm out.
That's 778 Mike Jack, by the way. I'm sorry I didn't tell you that. Anyhow, have a good day. WIUG 48.
All right, thanks.
WSCI 392, looking for station 213.
Go for station 213, hopefully you can hear me.
Ooh, sounding nice and clear.
That's good news, because it actually hurt after today.
Sorry to hear that, but you are coming in crystal clear.
That's very good news. I just got a little bit more to do on the outside tower, and I think this is going to be the permanent elevation and the rest of it. And right now, anyway, unless CAM operator license comes along, who knows?
Which repeater are you using right now?
It is the Mount Clemens. I was able to hear transmissions off of the Flint repeater today, though, so that might be a good thing. But they were very staticky, so I don't know if I can hit that or not. I could try it right now.
Yeah, you can go ahead and give her a shout. Let's see if you can hear or not.
Very good. I'll try it now. WCW213 to WCSI392.
WCSI392, copy, got you real good.
Oh, that's good news. That means if they unlink the repeaters, we'll still be able to communicate. That's a good deal.
Very good, that's awesome. Yeah, it's crystal clear as well.
Very good news. Making the trip is good. Hopefully, like I say, this will be a good setup for even if they unlink the repeaters, I'll hopefully be able to make the trip on days where the signal is not as good. But good deal. appreciate the radio check, sir.
Absolutely. We're going to get back to playing some PlayStation hockey. WSTI, 392, clear after your final.
WSTI-13, thanks again, and you guys have a good night. WSTW-213 monitoring.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488, Jack, are you on the frequency, sir?
For the IUG 488, good evening, Bob. How you doing today? If Bob's doing good today, I'm doing good too. Over.
I'm upright and doing any better to try to be illegal, Roger.
Do that, Bob. Now, don't forget, I don't know how you spell that name. You spell the name backwards or frontwards? The B-O-B, which way is it? Frontwards or backwards?
I don't know, Jackalope. How do you spell Jackalope? Happy Halloween, brother. Jackalope.
I like that, Bob. Jackalope. Hey, Al. We're doing good here. How about you, sir?
You don't have to call me, sir. We served in the same sandbox, brother. I am good, Jack. I had unfortunately had to put one of my dogs down today that I've had for many, many years, but that's a cycle of life, so I'm dealing with that. But other than that, Jack, I'm blessed to be upright and breathing, Roger.
Well, Bob, sorry to hear about that one. I really do, sorry, but anyhow, what can you do? I mean, everybody go and come back, and they all, that's the way it gets. It's out that way. Anyhow, yeah, I'm doing good. I just went to church for like an hour and came back home. You know, now I had something to eat, some sausage, you know, Texas sausage, which is, they were already cooked. I just heat them up and ate a little bit. And until you call me. Over.
Roger that. I'm headed through those doors in the morning to church myself, so, and don't let me interrupt your dinner, but that sounds delicious. And, the picture with the two deer on top of the car, thank you again. And, like I said, as always, sir, I want to check in with you, and you take care of my brother from another mother. WRZP 544, we'll do it again later this evening.
Bob, thank you. Like I say, Bob is good, I'm good too. Anyhow, talk to you a little bit later, Bob. WIUG 488.
WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County.
SSC 692.
You're hitting the repeater, but no modulation. You must have to try again when you get closer. WRZP 544. And Les, I don't know if Jack can hear you.
Sure if that was referring to me or not, but I'm trying to figure out this GRMS system, and we're driving closer towards the repeater to see if that works. Can anyone hear me?
Ah, there you go. Now we got you. WRZP 544. Yes, sir. Bob in Sheboygan County. You're mobile. You've got an outside antenna, I'm guessing. Over.
That's correct. I'm driving in my car right now with the external antenna on the roof of the car, just testing that out to try to get some better range.
I tell you what, I'm in the living room on an HT. Typically, I'm on the base station. You are now crystal clear with great modulation, so keep doing what you're doing there, Roger.
Well, that sounds good. I'm glad I was able to figure things out, and I guess unfortunately it looks like I'm just a little bit too far out of range to hit the repeater on my handheld from my house, so I might have to try to do something to get a bigger antenna on the house or something, but at least I know I'm right around the area now, I think, of the repeater, and sounds like it may be working. Thank you for your support.
That and congratulations, and no, keep doing what you're doing, and if I may, get you a pie tin or a big pie plate or bigger, and get you a mag mount and put it on the wall with your HT there in the living room, or that'll most definitely do it, but most certainly welcome and enjoy the MIH system. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, and you have a good evening, sir.
Awesome. I will try that out. I appreciate your help. And, yeah, I'm just getting into this, and the first time I was able to have anybody hear me. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
After that, if you would, give me your location so I can put you here in my log.
This is WSFC 692, and right now I'm currently at 696 in Telegraph. Sorry, 96 in Telegraph. Sorry about that.
Roger that, sir. And do you have a first personal?
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
Sure can. I'm Bravo Oscar Bravo. What is your first personal? Over.
My first name is Brian, and my call sign is WSFC 692, and it's Brian.
Oh, good copy, Brian. Thank you, sir. Again, pleasure meeting you, and I'm sure we'll talk again on the band. And any questions or anything, just ask out here. Somebody will help you with that antenna for your home. Enjoy your evening. Pleasure having you in here. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, clear and monitoring the network.
Hey, thanks a lot for all your help. I really appreciate it. And once again, this is Brian at WSFC 692, standing by.
Hey, Brian 692, this is Jim. WRZD 706. I just wondered what model antenna you're using. I just got one myself.
That is a good question. I have to check it out on Amazon. I think it was a Nagoya 771, I believe, mag mount, just mounted on top of the roof with a Fofang handheld 2V5G+.
Copy that. Just make sure that the antenna that you get is tuned for GRMS and not for 2 meter or 70 centimeter ham. And it'll greatly improve it. I ended up buying one that was for 2 meter because I was going to a different event and I wanted to listen in. And as soon as I was done with that event, I calculated the cutoff like an inch and a half, and the cutoff an inch and a half, and it made a huge difference in it. So I might want to just double check it and make sure that it's a GRMS one, because that can make a huge difference in how it performs. And definitely putting it on a cookie sheet is an awesome trick.
As Amazon said, it was a GMS antenna, but you know how that goes. They could have got the wrong one, but it's a small one. It's only like maybe 16 inches tall or so.
Yeah, that's probably all you need. You just need a good ground plane and decent line of sight.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think I was having trouble when I was at home because I've got a lot of trees. And the house is brick with plaster walls, so probably doesn't get out of the house very well with that situation.
Yeah, probably not. Well, anyways, have a good night and welcome. WRZD 706. Just for a point of reference for you, that last transmission was just about on the audible, so I caught part of it, but just that's the point as you're driving back home, probably that's what you're doing, where you're losing it.
Yep, good to know. I am driving back home. I'm going further west on 96, getting closer to the house, so I'm probably going to lose everyone here. Thanks again. Appreciate all the help.
Clear. 706 and Brian. WRZD 504. I see you spending more money in your future. Welcome to the hobby, sir. And WRZD 504 clears the net and monitors.
Definitely a slippery slope. I'd love to find out if when I cut my antenna down if it actually came close to being tuned to GRMS, but I don't have an analyzer. So I know Bob here up in Sheboygan County, so that doesn't help, but maybe I can find someone to meet up with down here that's also a ham or somebody that's a little bit more a seasoned veteran of the GRMS to see what I did when cutting it down.
That it's an investment. Analyzer can be pricey, but yeah, if you're going to be in the field, any type of radio you got to have one. I finally broke down and got one myself, but I'm sure you can find somebody out there close to you that may have one, Roger.
Five, six, or half.
There you go. I'll turn it over to Jack. Evidently, he's got info on the analyzer for you. So I'll stand down. Jack, the frequency's yours. WRZP 544.
Thank you, Bob. That antenna for GMRS 5.6 or half. They work very well on the GMRS. And this is WRUG 88.
I'm not sure if it was 5.6 or half. I pulled a spreadsheet open and looked at the antenna that I bought was tuned for 144 megahertz and realized that if I changed it, it needed to cut about 1.3 inches off to tune it to 462. So I cut 1.3 inches off and tested it, and I got great reports. So I'm not sure if the dimension is for 5-6 or halfway. I'd have to go back to the spreadsheet and look.
No problem. Just when you go home, you know, just take a tape measure and see if it's 5-6. 5-6, it does a good job. The half two, it does a good job too. So I'm on 5-6. I'm on, in the truck, I'm on Common 2x4. That is the three of them. It takes GMRS, takes 70 centimeter and 2 meter. That's what I'm on right now. Not at home, no. At home is different, but in a pickup truck.
Does it have a ground plane on it?
Who was that question for, Bob? 706 Jim or Jack?
706, sir. Does that antenna you have a ground plane kit on it?
I got my wife's biggest and heaviest cookie sheet on it, and that makes a world of difference for it.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, back to you, Jack. Outdoor, you can't go wrong. I run a tram dual bed, several models, inexpensive, under $60. Just throw it up on the roof there, and then I tap my handhelds to it when I'm here in the living room if I'm not in a shack. So, yeah, you'll get her done. Go ahead, Jack. Back to you, sir.
That cookie sheet, it does a good job, and I think it will do the best job for you, that cookie sheet. Also, there's some people have them right on top of the refrigerator. It's out of everybody's way. Over.
That makes sense, and the wife can get her cookie sheet back.
I had one here that had a cookie sheet, and it was doing a good job. I was talking to Ohio from it. Over.
That's impressive. Not sure your location, but either way, it's pretty far out there. Question, where do you measure from on an antenna when you're measuring the length of it? Do you measure at the base of where it screws in or up? Because most of them have like a little bit of a metal housing that they are on as actually on the antenna. Do you measure from the start of the antenna material or the base of like where it screws in? Over.
Measure from top to whip all the way down to the end of it. That's how it goes. Over.
Okay. I'll check out the total length of it when I get home then. I'm just on a handheld coming back from picking up a car in Washington, D.C. So when I get home, I'll check out the total length and then see if it's actually what dimension wave it is.
Oh, you're sounding good, 100%. You sound like you're sitting by me. And I'm over here in Rochester Hills. And really sounding good. That handheld, it's a good handheld he got out there. I don't know the name of it. And the antenna, over.
This one in my hand is the Ocean KQ10H, I believe. It's a 2-meter, 70-centimeter handheld that you can chirp into some GRMS frequencies. And then I have a Nagoya 771G screw-on antenna, like 15-inch antenna on it. But I'm in downtown Detroit on the Detroit repeater, so real close to it.
Number one, you got a good radio, excellent radio, and your antenna is 771G. All my handhelds got 771G, and they all do a good job. But keep in mind, when you're driving with the handheld, keep it up straight in the air. You do, I mean, you are doing it good right now. excellent. Well, that's what I'm saying. But just, you know, keep in mind, do it straight up. That way, because that's what these repeaters all about. Over.
Copy. That's good advice. I normally would put the magnet mount antenna on top of the car, but I didn't take it on the airplane with me when I went to fly out this morning.
No problem. Next time. And if you'd like more help, I'll be glad to help you out anytime. Just give me a shout. I'm WIUG 88 at Rochester Hill. My name is Jack, by the way. Over.
Yeah, we've heard you on the radio many times. It's kind of on in the background, and I think my kids even recognize your voice. This is WR Zulu Delta 706, and I'm in Ortonville, a little bit. Sometimes the Mayville repeater works, sometimes the Flint one does. Depends on the day.
You're hitting on 96. Where?
That was Brian, I believe. I can't remember his call sign, but he was the one earlier that was heading down 96. I'm heading up I-75 right now, just going past Davidson Freeway, exit 56A, going north to Ortonville. So I'll probably lose Detroit here in a minute.
I know you are probably on Mount Clemens repeater, because 75 would take you. Now, before you get to Davidson, maybe you can switch to 725. That will be Frank repeater. Over.
Yeah, I've got them all programmed into the radio. It just kind of seems like sometimes it's hard to guess which one's going to come in best. So, but thanks for your help, Jack, and it's nice to meet you, even though I've heard your voice many times. This is Jim from Mortonville, WRZD 706, standing by.
Good talking to you, sir. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 88. Over.
Hello, guys. This is Brian again.
Are you on 625, Brian?
That's correct, I am, yes.
And that, if you're on 51, are you going to get to, I believe, or is that, there's this down there, but I forgot the name of it. Where you at exactly, Brian?
Just north of the 6th off of Middle Belt Road.
You're almost on the edge of the repeater, anyhow, that 625. Livonia is not too far, but you know what? I don't know if you're going to be there in Livonia or not. I recommend there's another repeater by you over there by the airport. If you're going to be that way all day or tomorrow or something like that.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. I think there's another one a little bit closer. I think it was 600 repeater. This is right close to the telegraph where I was at. I was with the one by the airport that maybe worked as well. It's about 20 miles from the airport.
Well, there's a repeater, but a single repeater is not connected together. Well, with the MIA, it's 600 repeaters, same PL, same everything. And you should have some people there talking to you. Over.
Okay, very good. I will take a look at it and let the see that this is first time on the radio. I've actually been able to have some video when I was in, and I could hear a lot of conversations, but no one could hear me, so I'm very interested in the driveway and the truck, but I'd like to talk to you, and I'll try to keep doing it as much as I can.
Hey Brian, good talking to you. Hey, I can copy you, but some other people would be hard to copy you because I'm a little bit higher here at ground elevation. All right, good talking to you again. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG, 48. Station, go ahead. This is WIUG 48. But you gotta come a little bit closer to the mic. I know you're saying Jack. Over. And no, I didn't get that at all. It's a lot of crackling out that way.
Totally unreadable here.
Okay. First guy,
So you're on a handheld. Here's what you do. Do me a favor. Are you outside the house or inside the house? If you're inside the house, be by the window and hold your handheld straight, and we can talk. Over. Still not coming clear. Okay, well, that's the way I know. Be by the window, you'll do a lot better if you're inside the house. If you're outside the house, you know, just a little bit, get away from the house a little bit, then you'll be doing good. And I don't know what is your location at. I'm over here in Rochester Hills. I didn't get none of that. Over. What you do is try to find the hot spot. What I mean by hot spot, if the three by you, you know, take off a little bit to the other side of the tree. Whatever you can find a clear sight, that's what I mean. It's hot spot. Over. I don't know where your location is, sir. Over.
WRSW 329.
Here's Tim. Hey, Tim, what's happening? I haven't heard you in a long time, Tim. Tim, where are you? Where are you, Tim? WIUG
48. Got a copy on this handheld jet. WINW 329.
Now I got you 100%. How you doing today? Tim, do me a favor, on that handheld, set it straight up in the air, that way I can talk to you. Over. Can't copy none of that, Tim. Let me know when you close by. Give me a shout. WIUG 48, clear. WSCI 847 out of Cleveland. WIUG 48, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48, clear.
WIUG 488, WRNW 329, trying.
Come on, 329. Tim, you're sounding good now. I don't know where you're at, but you're sounding good.
I just traveled through by Sheboygan County here. I'm on a handheld. I don't have my antenna mount with me. Just coming back from a trip, so I figured if I could hit the repeater, I'd give you a shout there. Copy?
You at where? Are you in Sheboygan County now?
Yeah, try that again, Jack. A little shaky on my hands. I'm on the handheld.
Where you at now? What is your location? Are you on the Sheboygan County right now?
Yeah, I'm on a Sheboygan repeater right now. 78 on 75 south there, copy?
I copy that. So now you're on 675, correct?
I'm on a 675, but it's a little tricky. I'm on
you on South 75? Southbound on 75? That's where you're at?
Maybe I'll try to get a little later, Jack. If I get to Saginaw, maybe that'd be a better repeater for me. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I'm in Sheboygan County.
You're from Detroit about 3.5 hours, 4 hours, correct? Now he's sounding okay. Well, I don't know what you're doing, but you do sound okay right now with that handheld.
Yeah, it's breaking all up on me, I'm just saying. Cutting in and out. So, well, we're running about 75 miles an hour, too, so.
All right, Jim. No problem. I'm here. You give me a shot again. We will talk to you, no problem at all. You're coming down from 75 south all the way to Saginaw. I don't know if that Saginaw repeater is on or not. You know what I mean? You can try the 550 repeater. See if it works for you, too. Over.
I'm not sure how far that Sheboygan repeater is from the highway. It's better if I have my magnet mount, but it won't have no 12-volt plugs in there for my mobile radio. I brought them, but no, I'm in my cousin's pickup truck. Don't have the cigarette lighter plug over.
Hey, channel.
All right, go ahead, break channel. It
sounds
like five. Go ahead, Bob.
Brother, if you're up here in Sheboygan County, I got you. You've got some popcorn on you, but you are definitely most readable, Roger.
All right, I copy that. Yes, I'm on the handheld, my long antenna is kind of bouncing around. I'm just passing the Indian Trail Road off of 70 on 75 over.
Yeah, Roger that. You need anything while you're up here, give me a holler, brother. Travel safe, and I'll let you get back to your combo. WRZP 544, good to hear you. Be safe.
Hi, Bob. Appreciate it. If I had more time, I'd definitely stop and shake a hand on you for sure. But we've been in the woods for about 10 days up hunting in northern Ontario, so just trying to make it home and drive it about 15 hours so far. We're getting closer to home, they copy.
Massachusetts, good copy. No, and don't stop here because you probably smell, Roger. Evidently, you've had a good time, but yeah, I totally understand. We're not going nowhere, brother. We're retired here, so we'll make it happen. Travel. We'll be keeping you in there and talk on the rest of the repeat and drive.
All right, Bob. Appreciate it. Probably talk to you again real soon. We got the hammer down, just trying to get home. Catch you a little later, WRNW 329, we're back listed, and Jack's probably still out there, maybe he got a better copy of it.
I got a better copy on you, but, Tim, do me a favor, when you talk, put out that antenna a little bit outside from the window. You'll be clear enough to do the job for you. Over. That long antenna got out that way anyhow. All right, Tim, I got you in, no problem. Just give me a call and I will do that for you all the way home. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 88.
WIUG 588 WIUG 488 WIZZ 544. Man, that's scary. You talk about perfect timing. I just turned the radio back on.
That's good you're turning the radio on. Well, Bob, in 1980, I used to work at the grocery store, and I used to stock up the shelf, and that's all I heard my name. They used to call me Jackaroo. Where is the soup? And where is the soap? And where is this? And what? I said, Jackaroo? Where do you get that name from?
I don't know, that's a good question. Jackaroo, you sound Australian. But I heard Sean the other day when you and him were talking, and he said, yeah, it's Halloween. Oh, we'll call you Jackalope, Roger.
You're right, Bob, that's all right. No problem, I take anything you say. Over.
That's all right, brother. I'm trying to figure out how to spell Bob backwards.
I better put that in the calendar.
You're too much, brother. You're too much. And I still think you're getting kickbacks from Nagoya Antenna Company. That's all I hear you talk about, Nagoya Antennas. And so you keep getting them kickbacks there, Jackalope.
Wow, I haven't got a penny out of these people at all. I don't even know if they know me or not. Maybe they know Jackaroo, but they don't know Jack.
Well, I got news for you, brother. I'm going to send them an email, and I'm going to find out who runs that company, and we're going to make sure you get your cut.
Good talking to you. We'll talk to you later. When we go outside to the park, that's all we do, joke around. Me and about 5-7 people. Over.
I get it. We'll do it again, Jack. Have a good evening. I'm going to be out in the shack all night. WRZP 544.
That's why they call it hobby. What's a hobby? Radio is a hobby. Hey, I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 88 Clear.
WRZP 544. Support. Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. station calling. All signal, no modulation. Try again. WRCP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, Michigan. Is there anybody out there?
WSDI 847. WSDI 847. Cleveland. WIUG 88. Copy. Again. Oh, I heard it. Cleveland, Ohio. Roger. Probably do it better. WIUG 38 clear. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.